This recording, Kentucky 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes rainbows in the air, act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the form of a long round arch, with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling point part of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I was born in Albion County, Tennessee, and then shortly after moved to Kentucky, lived there all my life. I attend Reedland High School. I'll be a senior this August. Afterwards, I plan to go to community college, then transfer to a state college after 2 years. I want to be an English teacher. I don't attend church as often as I should. We're not regular members. Oh, I work at the Country Club of Paducah. I work in the tennis center. I don't do much. I get paid to watch TV pretty much. I have to serve drinks and food whenever someone wants them. They don't pay with cash. They have to fill out a ticket, and they get billed at the end of the month. I'm in charge of the tennis courts. I have to take the water jugs and make sure they have plenty of water and ice and fill them up at nighttime. I have to sweep the clay courts to make sure all the tennis balls are picked up and all the trash cans are empty. Each year we have a Paducah Summer Festival, and they get, a lot of the time they get acts that are just new on the scene, and then after they come to Paducah they hit it big for some reason. And one year, about 3 years ago, we had 98 Degrees and no one had ever heard of them, and now they're humongous. And this year we're having people like the Moffitts and Mulberry Lane and Lone Star. And a friend of ours runs it, so we get to meet anybody we want that's in it. Pretty much everybody in Paducah comes down to it one night. This year it's going to be 10 days long. Major topic in the news lately has been the school shootings that have been happening across the country, and Paducah has been one. It was one of the very first, along with Pearl, Mississippi. And although I didn't go to Heath High School, I had a couple of friends that went there. They weren't injured. They didn't even really get to see it. They were in different parts of the school. But it affected them, along with everyone else. And of course, the worst one that we've had is the Columbine one. A couple months after the Heath High School one, I wrote a poem called What Has Happened to Our Society. It says, life's insanity is beginning to fade. Day by day, new graves are being laid. What has happened to our society? Children are killing others amongst their own age. We are losing all control, sending us into a mad rage. Birth, childhood, teen years, adulthood, retirement, death is how our lives should be. Birth, childhood, teen years, killing, jail, a lifetime of not being free. What has happened to our society? Parents wonder what they did wrong. Why can't our kids just get along? Did we fail to succeed? Is there any way our children can be freed? Freed from the pressures, gangs, and drugs, and welcomed home each day with a warm, loving hug. What has happened to our society? Is the world coming to an end? Or are we being killed before we have the chance to begin?